Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a raw jungle idea out of session view, print it with resampling, and turn it into a proper saturated impact section and arrangement view in Ableton Live 12. And this is a really important workflow for drum and bass, because a lot of the genre is about pressure, contrast, and timing. It's not just about making things loud or dirty. It's about making the drop feel earned, making the break edit snap, making the bass hit with intent, and making the whole section feel like it's moving forward instead of just looping in place. So the big idea here is simple. Session view is where we discover the groove. Arrangement view is where we commit to the moment. Let's start by setting up a fast, practical template. Create two main groups in session view. One group for drums, one group for bass. Under drums, you can have your break loop, kick, snare, and any percussion layers. Under bass, set up a sub and a res or mid-bass layer. If you want, add a texture or atmosphere track too, but keep it simple. We're also going to use stock Ableton tools here, because they're fast and they work. Think drum bus, saturator, redux, EQ8, glue compressor, utility, auto filter, and maybe corpus if you want a little extra body on a hit. Now, before you even think about resampling, get the groove right in session view. Build an 8-bar jungle loop. Start with a chopped break. If you're slicing a break to a drum rack, keep the original swing and movement, but don't be afraid to add ghost notes. Mute a few hits, or layer a clean snare underneath if the break needs more punch. That's very jungle. The energy comes from the interplay between the chopped break and the stable hits underneath it. For the break processing, keep it controlled. A little EQ cleanup around the sub-rumble area helps, so high pass gently around 30 to 40 Hz if needed. If the break feels too polite, a few dB of saturator drive can bring it forward. Drum bus can add punch too, but don't overdo the boom setting, because jungle breaks can get muddy fast. Now add the bass. Make a sub that stays clean and mono. A sine wave is a perfect starting point. Keep utility at zero width on the sub so the low end stays centered and club friendly. Then make your res layer with a little detune and low pass filtering. This is where you can get your movement and attitude. The sub gives you foundation. The res gives you character. A good jungle phrase is conversational. Let the break answer the bass. Let the bass answer the snare. Don't think in one giant wall of sound. Think in short, punchy exchanges. Before we print anything, make a few variations in session view. Play one version that's the full groove. Then make a second version with a small fill, a mute, or a bass rephrase. Then make a third version that's stripped down, maybe with a filtered bass or one missing drum element. This gives you tension and release later when you build the arrangement. This part matters more than a lot of people realize. In DNB, the arrangement usually works because of phrase level contrast. Every 2, 4, or 8 bars, something changes. It might be subtle, but it changes. Now comes the fun part, resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm it, then record your best 4 to 8 bars from the session view jam. Try to capture the moment where the groove feels most alive. You want the break motion, the bass attitude, and any filter movement or natural buildup that's already happening. And here's a key coaching point. Don't just think of resampling as recording. Think of it as printing energy. You're freezing a good moment of pressure, and then you're going to shape it again. Once you've recorded the audio, listen back to it. You'll probably notice that it already has more character than the individual MIDI parts. That's because the interaction between saturation, compression, groove, and timing has been captured in one performance. Now we can process that printed audio as a new impact layer. On the resampled track, start with EQ8 to clean up any useless sub-rumble. Then add saturator and push it a little. We're talking maybe 3 to 8 dB of drive depending on the material. Soft clip can help if the transients start poking out too much. After that, drum bus can add more density and attack. Keep the settings moderate. You want grit and punch, not a smashed pancake. If the layer needs a little more crunch on the top, you can add a bit of redux, but use it carefully. Subtle bit reduction or sample rate reduction can add grime without destroying the whole sound. This is where the lesson title really comes to life. We're saturating jungle impact, but not by brute force. We're doing it by printing a performance, then refining it. Now drag that resampled audio into arrangement view. This is the shift from idea mode to track mode. In session view, you are exploring. In arrangement view, you're telling the listener what the moment is supposed to be. Take the same audio and create 3 roles from it. One version can be filtered and quieter for intro tension. One version can be your main drop impact, full and saturated. And another version can be chopped shorter, reversed, or used as a switch-up fill. A simple arrangement shape might look like this. Bars 1 and 2 are tension. Bars 3 and 4 are the full drop, bar 5 gives you a little break or mute, and bars 6 through 8 bring the energy back in with a variation. That subtraction is huge. In jungle and DNB, a tiny gap before the hit can make the hit feel massive, so don't be afraid to leave space. If the audio is already grooving, don't overwarp it. Use warping only if you need to. Otherwise, slice on transients, duplicate a strong hit, reverse a tail, or remove a note to make the next section breathe. A lot of impact in this style comes from what you don't play. Now let's automate some movement. Automate auto filter on the bass or resample layer so the cutoff opens across the phrase. You could sweep from around 200 Hz up into the upper range, maybe 8 to 12 kHz depending on the sound. That helps the drop evolve instead of just sitting still. You can also automate saturator drive so the drop opens a little harder than the intro. Even a 1 to 3 dB boost can make the phrase feel more aggressive. If you want a fake out, dip utility gain by a few dB right before the hit, then bring it back in hard. That kind of contrast works beautifully in jungle and darker DNB. Here's a really good trick. Let the res open a little on the second bar of a phrase while the break stays mostly stable. That gives you movement in the mids without destroying the low-end focus. It sounds wide, but still tight. Now route your drums and bass to buses if you haven't already. On the drum bus, use glue compressor lightly. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the peaks, just enough to glue it together. Drum bus can add some extra punch if needed, but keep it restrained. If the break starts biting too hard in the upper mids, clean that up with a Q8. On the bass bus, keep the sub centered and the width controlled. Utility should keep the low end mono. Add light saturation for harmonics, especially on the upper bass layers, and use auto filter for movement rather than constant extreme sweeps. And keep checking headroom. If your session view jam is already slamming into the red before you even print it, the resample is going to be harder to shape cleanly. Leave yourself space so the saturation is intentional. That's a big difference. A really important mindset here is print and refine. In jungle, resampling is not the end of the process. It's the beginning of a new layer. Once you print something that feels good, you can rechop it, reverse it, pitch it, or saturate it again. And if a sound has too many devices on it already and still doesn't feel right, print it. Then edit the audio. Sometimes the answer is not another plugin. Sometimes the answer is just committing to the sound and arranging it like a performance. For heavier variation, you can even resample the resample. Print your distorted break and bass. Then slice that audio into new hits. That can create a more unified, already cooked jungle texture. Very effective for dark rollers and impact heavy sections. You can also layer contrast. Print one version that's heavily processed, and another that's almost dry. Swap between them in the arrangement so the ear gets a clear before and after effect. That contrast is often what makes the drop feel expensive. If you want an extra lift, try printing a second resample one octave up. Then high-pass it and tuck it underneath the main impact. That gives you snap without touching the low end. Or make a distortion-only return track and blend it in only on fills and phrase endings. And one more thing. Keep the top end controlled. Darker DNB doesn't mean harsh DNB. If the break gets too sharp around the upper mids or highs, tame that zone with a cue instead of crushing the whole groove. You want weight and clarity, not fatigue. So let's bring it all together. Build your groove in session view. Make a few useful variations. Resample the best moment. Saturate the printed audio for density and attitude. Then move it into arrangement view and shape the phrase with automation, mutes, fills, and contrast. That's the workflow. It turns a loop into a drop section. It turns sound design into arrangement. And it gives you a repeatable way to make jungle and drum and bass impact feel focused, gritty, and intentional. For your practice, try this. Build a two-bar loop with one chopped break, one sub, and one res. Jam three versions. Resample the best four bars. Process it with EQ8, saturator, and drum bus. Then drag it into arrangement view and build an 8-bar section with tension, drop, a switch up, and a repeat with variation. If you can do that, you're not just making a loop, you're making a proper DNB moment. And that's the skill.